Hey, everybody. This is another edition of the JKL Podcast Nuggets, a.k.a. Thus Spoke the Basic Bro. With these nuggets, I just have say little ditties from me to you, no guests. However, in the very near future, keep your eye out. There will be episodes coming out. We've already recorded them. They're just in post-production. My boy Mike D, Michael Diaz, does a lot of great work for me. I am hashtag blessed to have him in my life. We're working on these things. We're going to get them out pretty soon here. The two episodes are first. The first one you'll see out is with my good friend Ali Jackson, a fantastic tubist in town and just a phenomenal musician. And most importantly, especially the reason why I had him on the podcast, phenomenal person. Also, my good friend Robert Chambers will be on the podcast as well. You know that name because Robert and Haiti Chambers run RC Health Services. You know that name because they are long-time supporters of this JKL podcast. You'll hear more about that on the episodes going forward. But also, you will hear Robert on the podcast in a few weeks. No longer than a few weeks will that episode come out, probably next week. So everybody keep an eye out. I appreciate all of you that follow the podcast, encourage the podcast. Let me know that you're enjoying it. I appreciate all that. It means the world to me. Okay, I am fresh. I am home. Had a nice long workout this morning. In Texas, we're not really going out too much right now for many reasons. Definitely because of COVID-19. But also, we have a big fat dust cloud sitting over our city right now. So, breathing in too much air outside right now, I'm not too crazy about it because, you know, dust can mess with your lungs, and then if your lungs are messed up, that's not a good idea to have that going on when there's COVID-19 flying around the air as well. So I had a nice long session at the gym, threw a bunch of stuff into the wall, did some running, did some lifting, and then after that I had an epic post-workout meal. Oh, the best part of the workout is the post-workout meal. Just getting all the nutrients back into your gut so that it can absorb it all and distribute it to your body. If I'm turning you on, I'm turning myself on. Oh, man. Anyways, this is a thought I'm having at the moment. I wanted to think about doing a Facebook post about it, but then it would be a long Facebook post, and not everybody wanted to see it. So I'm thinking I'll do this podcast nugget here, and if somebody wants to hear what I have to say, they can click the link. And so it's a little more discreet. Or not discreet, but less in the face. But I think the whole world knows that Texas is now Texas is one of a handful of states. We're the COVID capital of the world right now, right? A lot of cases going up, a lot of hospitalizations, which is very alarming. I've seen a lot of you post a lot of similar opinions and articles and ideas about why we're back here, or not even back. We're worse than before, right? I've seen some people opposing those ideas. I've seen a lot of different people try to add different arguments. This nugget will not be to refute any of that. What I do want to do is add to the dialogue, because I think adding to the dialogue is very important. It's nice to have good ideas that a lot of people agree with, but it's also nice to add to the dialogue. So this is what I want to do. I want to add to the dialogue. I do not want to oppose anything anybody's feeling out there about Texas, about Texans, and about how we are at this predicament now. So let's get that clear. But like I said, there's a lot of ideas out there, not just ideas, but you know, great articles and conclusions as to why we were back in this predicament. And I'm not seeing a lot about health, just general health aside from dealing with viruses. I actually haven't seen much of that in general since this COVID-19 thing came about. I think it's pretty common knowledge that people know that they should be healthy during this time or increase their healthiness. But I'm just not seeing a lot of stuff about it. I'm seeing a lot of justified anger. I'm seeing a lot of justified anxiety, a lot of justified stress. But how about some coping mechanisms, right? Not only that, how about some more information on how to make our bodies more resilient with the knowledge that we know. I mean, who knows? I don't believe in absolutes. So whatever we know, let's at least investigate ways to get our body more resilient. And I don't see enough of it. I don't hear enough of it on my feeds, in my social circles. But aside from the obvious stuff, Yes, we are getting a lot more cases right now in Texas and across the southern United States for some very obvious reasons. But we must add the consideration, at least the consideration, that we are also prone to being effed after things open up, because Texans officially, and a lot of the southern United States officially, are some of the most unhealthiest people in the country. Am I health shaming right now? Yes, I am. I'm health shaming. And I'm not just health shaming other people. I'm health shaming myself, because I live in Texas. Us as a people, we are the most unhealthy people in the United States of America. Yeah, it's got to be a factor, right? Among many factors. I'm not going to say it's going to be the most important factor, although it very well could be, but I'm going to definitely say we have to understand that this could definitely be a factor, that we are super unhealthy, and our bodies as a whole, as a people, you and me and your friend, if we all live in Texas, we are some of the most unhealthy people in the country. So why not also address that? Yes, let's point the fingers. Let's yell. Let's get mad at people for not wearing a mask as they walk down the street. Fine. I mean, unless I'm indoors at a restaurant, I don't wear a mask. Or a grocery store. If I'm walking my dog, I don't wear the mask. Sorry, I upset you, but maybe I will in the future. But that's aside the point. The point I'm making here is that let's consider also that people in the southern United States, especially Texas, were the most unhealthy people in the country. Now, hey, James, why didn't Texas have the crazy numbers at first, like in March or April? Well, the whole country was on lockdown, and we saw the big spike in New York. Well, it's not really New York's fault. 98.95% of New York City is awesome, except for when you're trying to deal with a virus, because of just the close proximity of people just existing. So that's how I explain that. I'm willing to bet that going forward, I mean, aside from being very careful about how they open up, even when the New Yorkers are going to be exposed to the virus as they're up and about and things, quote unquote, open up, cases will go up. But I'm willing to bet that it's not going to be as bad, obviously, because they were more careful, but obviously because they're more healthy. They're just healthier people. So that's what I'm trying to get across today. We need to at least consider the role of our history of health and what's happening currently in Texas and in Mississippi and Louisiana and Alabama. We're just unhealthy people. And again, I say we, not you. I work out a lot. Yeah, I have a pretty, I've got a seafood diet, okay? I see it, I eat it. I also have a lot of healthy foods coming into me, but I think we all need to be on alert and all need to just monitor how we're treating ourselves, okay? And if I'm just to like make some off the top of my head general rules, I think we need to sleep enough. I think we need to exercise enough, no doubt. We need to exercise enough, no doubt. And I'm hearing a lot of people, sorry, not a lot of people, but there are people that I encounter who just refuse to exercise. To me, it's like, I don't care. It doesn't, why does it matter if you don't like it? And you're not supposed to, why does it matter if you don't like it? It's beyond whether or not you like it. It's more so, are you going to take that step to better yourself? You read a lot of books. You might sew. You might make clean. Okay, that's fine. But you're going to take those steps. We'll take some other steps too. Am I health shaming? Maybe. But I'm not just health shaming you. I'm health shaming us as people, especially in Texas. We have to consider that our health is another factor in why this is spreading so much. So let's give ourselves a chance, right? I can't tell the future. I don't have the answers. I'm just adding more things to be considered. Go ahead and Google the most unhealthy states in the country. Texas is going to be definitely one of the most unhealthy. It varies from site to site, but we're definitely down there. We're definitely not creeping into the middle of the pack. Not even close. So I say, aside from yelling at people through your newsfeed, aside from being angry and anxious all day and holed up in your room, I say, and this is the message I've been giving this whole pandemic. And it's just sitting behind your screen and yelling at people through your thumbs. You may be right about 99% of it, but you also need to go outside or whatever. You work out inside, although outside is pretty good because the vitamin D, we're finding more and more data that vitamin D is helping us fight off this disease. Again, nothing's absolute, but we go with what science we have, right? That's just human life, human history. I don't think sitting back and enjoying all the 12 cookies you made at once, I mean, it's good for the soul. Is it good for your body and fighting off microbes, that harmful microbes? I'm not so sure. Probably not, right? I don't know. I'm just, this is a rant. I know. Ultimately, I'm not seeing enough of this talk on my feeds. I'm not really feeling enough of this talk in my social life. Whatever social life I have at the moment. Everybody's just mad at people. Everybody's mad at other people. Everybody's mad at government. Justifiably so, but let's go outside and do a burpee. Thanks, guys.